address the court is to the petition right now, or
no,
something else?
No, I need to say what I need to say.
Okay, and that's part of the petition. So I'm going to put you under oath. All right, why don't you stand up? Raise your right hand. You swear to tell me the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you. Why don't you have a seat? I'm just going to start out then, Scott, this is your opportunity, knowing that I've read your petition, all the other information. Tell me what you want the court to do and want.
It seems to bother him that I have a good reputation in this community, and that's not by accident. I've worked hard for what I have. And I didn't get it by bullying people. I think this has gone on long enough. He has harassed and re-harassed and victimized me in all kinds of ways. And, you know, I have a life, and I have a job that I get pulled away from every time he decides to play games here. At this point, criminal charges have been filed, and I'm ready to let them take over against the advice of the prosecutor and the detectives and everybody else who have been involved with this. And I'd like this petition to be dismissed.
All right, so that's your request. You want to drop the petition?
I do.
All right, well then, and that's of your own accord. Someone else is threatening you harm in order to do that. Well, then, that's what will be...
I'd like to object.
This petition...
I'd like to object to it being dropped.
All right, and now note your objection. But if Ms. Dotson does not want to proceed, she's the petitioner. The court's simply going to dismiss the temporary order that was issued on the... I think it's reissued on the 25th, issued originally back in... I'd have to look back. That order no longer exists. You're no longer under any restrictions by that order. And so, Ms. Dotson, I will file appropriate paperwork. If you want copies of that, you could remain where you can be on.
Could I put up for the record my reasons for objecting to this being dismissed?
No, I'm going to dismiss the matter.
Without any input from me.
Even on your objection, I could not go forward with this hearing.
I have a lot of witnesses, and I wanted
and
Mrs.
And I appreciate that.
And I wanted Mrs. Dotson on the witness stand so I could cross-examine her.
However, there is no action any longer.
She's...
There is no action any longer, Mr. Smith, and even if you objected to the petition not continuing to even with this objection, the order not continuing, I can't continue the order.
Well, there's one thing before you dismiss the case that you could do, and I have filed an action here today, too, that's been noted up properly, and I need access to the courts. I'm not interested in accessing Ms. Dotson, but I have been banned from the courthouse because of this woman, and it is I couldn't even go and gather evidence about where this alleged incident. It's important for me to be able to access the courts without fear of being arrested. I've tried to play by the rules here. I've served Ms. Dotson notice of what I filed. She's objected to that. I need some justice and the fair play to where I have equal access to the courts. I don't have that at this point. And I have not been, and I've asked, and I'm not being given one iota of administrative due process. I would simply like the court enter an order on my behalf.
Please be quiet.
Okay.
The case is now dismissed.
But
there is no action pending. I will hear no evidence on the action because the petitioner has said, I do not want an order any longer. That case is now dismissed. You have been given due process. You've been given proper notice. Jurisdiction was appropriate in this case. I have jurisdiction to dismiss the matter. It is now dismissed.